Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gulser dictating an endoscopy report on Willie Williamson, date of birth 11/2/1956, date of procedure May 14, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgenia Gulser, referring physicians, Dr. Annabelle Reyes-Guerra. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy, common cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug X, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy, urologic signs of patient. The patient was brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in the left position, sedated for anesthesia, versus moderate anesthesia care. The rectal exam was normal, period. A well-lubricated home studio colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillin orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence with cold spring. Careful examinations made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum period. Retrospective is obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score is graded as a 5, 1-2-2, prep. On the right. Period. The patient saw the procedure well done. Any complications? Findings. Boston bowel prep score of 5, 1-2-2, poor prep on the right. Next line. There were 2 sigmoid colon sessile polyps, approximately 8 to 10 millimeters in size, removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. Go back. One was erythematous. Next line. There were 4 cecal sessile polyps, period. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and, one was approximately 6 millimeters in size and with cold snare polypectomy. The other 3 were diminutive in size and with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was 1 ascending colon sessile diminutive polyp and with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a, there were 7 diminutive sessile descending colon polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were 5 additional sigmoid colon sessile polyps, 2 were removed with cold biopsy polypectomy and were diminutive in size, and 3 range in size from 6 to 7 millimeters and were removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was, there were 4 rectosigmoid sessile polyps, period. One was approximately 10 millimeters in size and removed with cold snare polypectomy, and the other 3 were diminutive in size and removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were 4 rectal sessile polyps ranging in size from 6 to 8 millimeters and removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of Pansy reticulosus coli. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were swollen size noted on retroflexion. Next line. A significant amount of the above polyps did look hyperplastic in appearance. Next line. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line. Recommend repeat colonoscopy in 1 year pending path. Next line. Recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed. Next line. Follow-up in office is previously scheduled. Thank you.